Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Sabres deep in their own end with 90 seconds left on the clock. Up 2-1. Nice touch pass. Malmsteen, he's got some company coming. Oh, what a move! Malmsteen scores! Are you kidding me? Malmsteen, fine is wide right there, and the Sabres are up 3-1.
Oh, he's got to get a video of that one. That's awesome.
Well, the good news for Razor is all games are recorded these days. So, and that's also good news for Malmsteen. What an offensive weekend, capped by, or at least contributed in part by, Beck's heroics against the Canes.
Yeah, and not only is it being recorded, it's on TV, it's on social media, it's on YouTube, it's on everywhere.
Pretty good weekend for social for the team.
A very good weekend for social, not just on the ice, off the ice, all the action going on. The fan support was amazing. Coming off a Wednesday game against Calgary that did not go so well. Well, there was a good response there, but that goal from Beck Malmsteen.
What did you love about it? Take us inside of it.
So, number one, people don't understand that everybody in the NHL has an incredible amount of skills. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you play 5 minutes a night, if you play 25 minutes a night. You are the one top 1% of the 1% of the 1% in skills level. You were playing juniors, you were playing college, you were playing youth hockey, you were the best on your team. If not, close to the best. Because maybe you played with Tage Thompson on your team and he was better than you, but that's okay. not the point. Number two, it's also, like, I love a player that is smart. And Beck Malmsteen, we've talked to him, I like his demeanor, I like how he approaches the game. And maybe at the NHL level, he's got to hit and bang and crash. But when he picked up the puck and he got through and he looked over to see who's coming, mm-hmm. I know players like Beck would look over and say, number 20, Sebastian Aho, forward, right? Like Pominville go around Daniel Alfredsson. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the bench were yelling, he's a forward, he's a forward. And Palmer knew that. We didn't have to yell to him. He knew that, and he took advantage of it. Mm-hmm. I know Beck took advantage of the fact that it was Sebastian Aho and was able to say, oh, you know what? If there's a time for me to try that move, mm-hmm. it's now. And he did, and then he finished. Most guys used to laugh with some of the, you know, maybe lower in the lineup guys when they would make a good move, a good play. Nothing else would come out after that. And they'd come back to the bench and we'd be like, oh, man, you missed such a good chance.
Yeah.
Hey, I made the first play. I wasn't going to make the second and the third. Like, the odds were not in my favor. Well, he finished the play.
Sebastian Aho, no stranger to being on the highlight reel
yes.
in Buffalo games. So really nice to see him on the wrong side of it. And I don't know. I didn't quite understand the Pominville reference. It was way more of a Mayday reference, which other people
you're right.
were referring to. It just happened at the other side. And so that dove me into, okay, we knew Brad as a top pick, a first rounder, and a pretty good contributor offensively over the course of his more
yes.
than 1,000 games career. Well, Brad scored at 0.12 goals per game in the course of his. Beck scores at 0.07. So he's basically half of what Mayday contributes.
Yeah.
But your point is well made. any moment, anytime, anything is possible.
We've seen Mattias Samuelsson this year scoring. He's got talent.
Yeah. So you have 13 goals scored over the two games, and you have what you were referencing, joy among fans for things, tangible things in their hands, not just wins. Like the beer saber and the butter dish.
Yes. This or that, right?
Like, this or that.
Which one was the biggest hit? And I'll say this. There was more butter dish, right? Because there's more people that walked away with butter dishes at the game on Sunday.
Correct.
So
it was a full-on promotion.
It was a full-on promotion. Everybody, and there was excitement about leaving the building and cashing in your voucher to get the butter dish.
Correct.
Like, people were excited about, well, number one, you had just won a game against Carolina, so everybody was excited about that. But number two, you were getting the butter dish. I still think the beer saber, in my opinion, set the tone to the weekend.
It's going to be used a lot more in the households that it resides in. I can assure you of that.
Not only that, Duffer, I went for a beer after across the street at the draft room, and fans were carrying their beer saber around, ordering a beer at the bar, pouring it into the beer saber so they could walk around with a full beer saber again. And let me tell you, this is not just one small little beer in there. It's a big one.
It's 24,
it's 24 ounces. Yeah. So, the beer saber set the tone, and the butter dish closed it for a fantastic weekend. I was very excited about the beer saber.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Me too.
I don't have either one of them in my possession right now. I need to do some homework.
It was well done on the promotional front on both aspects. Yes. Love the beer saber. It wins for me every single time. Now, winning is the key to having this joy on the heels of coming into and leaving the arena on four consecutive games last week. They go 3-4, 3 of 4 on the homestand.
Yes.
They've won 4 of 5 overall, but most specifically, 2 wins this weekend, 9-3 against Chicago, 4-1 against Carolina. Small samples. Try to keep it small. It was so interesting when Peyton Krebs was on last week and the self and team evaluation. And he said, sometimes when you look at one game, you can feel like everything is crashing down. And it just like, we know that, but sometimes when you hear it from a player in the moment after a bad game and the outside noise, it really does become kind of overwhelming in the moment. But same rules apply when you have success. Take it for what it is. Enjoy it. So who's the MVP this weekend? They have a couple of nice wins on home ice over those two games with a lot of contributors. Marty, they had 14 guys contribute offensively in the Friday win, including 9 multi-point performers.
Yeah, so this is our poll right now at Sabres Live on X. Basically, which player was the Sabres MVP for the weekend? And if other, tell us who in the replies, right? If you think that those four are not good enough for you, tell us who. So it's Luukkonen, McLeod, Tuck, and Zucker. Right now, Jason Zucker is 44, almost 50% of the results. And, I mean, that... Look, he came back on Friday, and he was there Sunday. Benson came back on Sunday, so, you know, he wasn't part of the 9-3 win in Chicago.
And Norris' story is coming up, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, Josh Norris getting healthier right now, which is good. I voted Alex Tuck, and Alex Tuck on Friday had 4 assists, and I felt like he backed it up with that first goal on the power play. Now, I probably could have scored that goal. You would have scored that goal.
Like, don't ever say that, dude. I choked.
I've seen you put the puck in the back of the net. You would have. But a nice play by McLeod. Nice power play behind the net to McLeod over to Tuck. He has a wide open net. But I love that you have to get open. You have to put yourself in that position to be, hey, I'm wide open. It's an easy goal. And Tuck followed up his 4 assists on Friday with a really big power play goal on the first power play of the game after Nikishin put the puck over glass and it was delayed a game.
Like, isn't that a nice touch having Carolina do that against Buffalo?
Yeah, well, it's not the same as Game 7 in the
conference
finals.
No, it's not,
but
small victories.
Small wins. We never will forget that. But yes, so I voted Alex Tuck. I totally understand the McZucker argument there. I even understand the Luukkonen argument. Although, you know, Luukkonen in a 9-3 win, it's like, oh, well, you needed to give up 10 to lose that game, so that wasn't going to happen. And
okay, do you know the record for saves in a game in Buffalo history?
It has to
64. Joe Daly, he allowed 8 that same game.
64, they had 72 shots against?
It was the start of the Sabres' history.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, to your point, he was unlikely to give up 10.
He was unlikely to give up 10.
Sometimes you get stuck in there for a while. So.
That happens. I mean, UC Saros gave up 5 in 22 minutes
yesterday. That's later. Disturbed.
So he was on pace to give up 10, but I mean, that's what it is. And on Sunday, Carolina ended up with 81 shot attempts, 30 shots on goal. Mm-hmm. Score effect at some point, right? It's 3-1. They're pushing and they're shooting a lot of pucks. They're known to shoot a lot of pucks. I went back, look at the numbers, and Lindy Ruff after the game says, we didn't give up a lot of great A's. So I think Luukkonen did really well for a couple of wins, made a big save early in the game against Chicago on a partial breakaway right away in the first minute, which was good. So I understand that argument too. Mm-hmm. So, but for me, it was Alex Tuck. And right now, he's trailing everybody. He's like 17%. So that's who I would have voted for.
But Tage isn't even an option. And Tage right now, as you continue to vote at Sabres Live, Tage is on a 6-game goal-scoring streak. And you know what I love about this? Exactly what I just mentioned a minute ago. Team history. Like, I live for being able to tie the eras together. And when you look at someone on a 6-game goal-scoring streak, which is pretty rare throughout any season, you get a couple of outliers a year. Mm-hmm. Ahead of him, right now, in longest goal streaks in franchise history, the entire French Connection had had 7-game goal scoring streaks, and McGillney, Chatan, and Foligno had Mike, who was on the broadcast the other day. They all had 8 gamers. Like, I love, and this happened with Jack 1 year when he was chasing down a Perreault record, right? Yeah. And I was like, I love weaving it all together, and the fact of the matter is Tage is super hot and consistent right now.
And 6 is the longest streak since Jason Pominville, who had a
20
6
years
streak
ago, pretty much,
20 years ago, basically. So, and for me, I love that you can bring it all back to the organization and different generation, and I would not have guessed Mike Foligno had an 8-game goal streak. Like, Chatan, I could see. McGillney, obviously, I could see.
McGillney had 16 goals in those eight games.
Yes, I know. That's crazy. Like, Tage has 6-6. And we are, like, so excited about that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing for me is this 6-game goal streak, I mm-hmm. should say. It's like turkey for tickets or tickets for turkey. When you put the game in the goal or the goal in the game. The 6-game goal streak comes from Tage going to the middle of the ice in Colorado. Yep. And it wasn't a good game in Colorado. Like, the Sabres, it started rough, and it's just like, okay, Alex Lyon got pulled 6 minutes in, down mm-hmm. to nothing. But Tage was in the middle of the ice. And after the game, they asked Tage about being in the middle of the ice, and he said, because he had scored, he said, I feel like I move my feet more, I have more ice. And I love that he backed it up. That's the thing. Like, you can say those things after a game. You lost a game, you scored. I played with so many players that were celebrating the fact that they scored in a loss and were pouty face mm-hmm. when they didn't score in a win.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit like, oh, Tage is making these comments of, like, he loves being in the middle. He moves his feet better. I'm thinking, you know what? Move your feet wherever you are. If you play defense, move. But now he scored in 6 straight games in the middle of the ice. And it is a big story because you're getting healthier and you're getting bodies back. And he's in the middle still because he's producing.
Samuelson didn't score. He's not in a slump. We're not calling it a slump. He didn't shoot the puck at all on Sunday's win over Carolina.
They took him away. The Carolina pre-scouted him.
They took him out. But the comments continue from the coaching staff about his impact. Real quick on Samuelson and what he actually is meaning beyond having the nice offensive numbers.
Well, watch the game. And you know that Samuelson has never been the best skater, the quickest. But the coach has always talked about how he's so good with his stick and mm-hmm. he closes plays and he kills plays. But he's skating so much better this year, which opens up more ice. He recovers better. Like, if he comes in to pinch, he's back. There's times where when he was injured and not 100% healthy, he would take the white turn. It was almost like an 18-wheeler trying to make a turn, like, you know, on transit road. And you're like, the whole, you know, everybody's circulation, like the cars all has to stop. No, he's tight turning and he's speeding up. He's skating so much better and makes a difference. So his impact Well, yes, he has scored 5 goals this year, but his impact has been much better than just the numbers.
Josh Norris practiced this morning, and he found himself on a line, and that's noteworthy because he could potentially return tomorrow. What day is it? Tomorrow. Today's Tuesday.
Wednesday. Yeah.
No?
This week, no. Today's Tuesday, and Wednesday's the game.
Won't be back for not quite ready. Keep progressing.
So well, he did look good, and he was on the line, which means that he's a lot closer. And basically,
and they do have two this weekend, so not ruled out for Friday, Saturday.
It's 3-4, right?
So it's 4-6 because you have Winnipeg Monday. It gets real busy real quick here.
It is a weird schedule for the NHL this week because of Thursday, Thanksgiving, no games. Usually it's a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday league. Mm-hmm. This week it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of games. We had more games on last night than usual. But so for Josh Norris, he was on the line with Zach Benson and Noah Austlin. Mm-hmm. Norris and Austlin kind of rotated in the middle of the ice throughout the drills that they did as lines, which is a really, really good sign when it comes to putting him through some game situations. Mm-hmm. Some, hey, let's go in the middle. Let's work on regroup. Let's work on, you know, 3-on-2s entering the zone. Not ready just yet, but this could be good. Like we talked about through the injuries to now Kesselring and Dahlin being on the personal leave of absence for 3 games, which the Sabres went 0-2-1, by the way, mm-hmm. in those three. You had Benson, you had Zucker, you had Norris, and they're playing 500 hockey right now. And you are getting to Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. which is usually a barometer. Can you be within 3-4 points of a playoff spot and then take a step forward? And I don't want to put the cart in front of the horses here, but it's lining up to be, hey, okay, we may have gone through the hardest part of the season yet, and now we can push forward.
Mm-hmm. And obviously there'll be ongoing debate when it's super imminent for Norris to return, which could be as early as Friday's show, that we talk a little more about it in the hypotheticals with the roster. Rosén obviously went down. Austlin has stayed in. It's impressive for Noah that he has. And my favorite thing about the weekend, one of them, it was capped by an empty net goal, which leads me into performers from last night that I was dazzled by because I can never get enough of this topic. Logan Cooley, Brandon Hagel. Logan Cooley had a 4-goal game. Why would we talk about him? Because two of them were empty netters, so we're not going to be talking about a 4-goal game unless he has the opportunity to help close out a game for Utah and win. It's amazing how these things sometimes get glossed over.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is the importance of finishing the game. Like, close it out. Marty, we continue to see teams pulling their goalies with 3, 4, almost 5 minutes left in games. How do you avoid end-of-game pressure? Score a darn empty net goal. Mm-hmm. And Thompson did on Sunday to allow Buffalo to win 4-1. Cooley did it twice last night as they beat Vegas and, you know, maybe have turned the corner again a little bit for Utah. And the reason I often say or ask my own question to myself, why is Brandon Hagel one of my favorite players in the NHL? Did you know that Hagel has more empty net goals and more empty net points than any player in the NHL over the last 4 seasons, and it's not close. And if you're playing for a team that wins as much as Tampa, and you're a guy that is told, get out there, lock this down, end this game, I am going to be so respectful of that player. And Brandon Hagel has, over the last month, scored 11 times. He's tied with MacKinnon and Geeky and Connor Bedard for most goals in that stretch.
Yeah, well, Hagel had a slower start, and the Tampa Bay Lightning had a slower start. I was dazzled by Vasilevskiy last night.
And now they're in first place.
They're in first place. And Vasilevskiy had a slow start after being injured in dealing with a little nagging injury in mm-hmm. camp and not having the best of start to the season. And now, you know, he seems to be rolling. So there's another team that dealt with some injuries.
Yep.
And now they seem to be rolling. So it's working for I thought when you first texted Cooley, my mind went to Devin Cooley. But it
also could have been a great story.
He's helping Calgary now.
Amazing.
And Dustin Wolf.
They've won 3 in a row.
Exactly.
Yep.
So they beat Vancouver, who had lost. Vancouver is disturbing, by the way.
100%.
So I'm going with the disturbing factor.
I appreciate you went Vasilevskiy, you went Devin Cooley, yeah, and I'm going to Ryan Miller. So let's keep it on the goaltending train. Miller's catwalk for charity. You knew it's been coming, and we are getting a lot closer. So, like, consider this over the holiday season. Like, buy some tickets. The event, of course, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. Join us at Bayville on Friday, January 16th, and see a fun, fashion-forward event featuring a great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 0506 teammates, who, of course, are going to be celebrated here that week. We'll have a live set from Strictly Hip, open bar, and more. Sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. Got a special guest in Carter Hutton a little later in the show to keep with the goalie theme, and lots more to digest from this winning Sabres weekend next on Sabres Live.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, the Sabres kick off a stretch of 9 games in 16 days, and including 3 in 4 wrapped around Thanksgiving this week. It'll be followed, of course, after the home game on Monday against Winnipeg by a long stretch on the road, and the Sabres' confidence can be buoyed by looking at some other Eastern Conference teams that have gone out there and done incredibly well of late, most notably the Islanders, even to a lesser extent the Senators, who had a couple of big wins this week against Anaheim and San Jose. You can find the matchups that work best for you and build out your 5-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff ticks, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5. to purchase yours today. We saw something on Friday we'd never seen before in Sabres history. That was the team scoring 9 goals on home ice against the Chicago Blackhawks. So, to add misery to all the Hawks fans who used to come into this building cheering for Pat Kane and company, we're going to blind rank all 9 goals because it was such a fun night with beer saber in hand. Although, we're not holding the beer saber
right now. We're not holding the beer saber, and people are going to say, how can you blind rank goals that you've already seen? I've forgotten about him because I.
Well, I never get a chance to talk, so I don't even know what happened. Like, I just sit there and look at you and wait for you to.
Well,
finish.
Yeah, and I was way more concerned with the buzz, the band, the beer sabers, the vibes, and so yeah. I mean, I maybe I remember one of them, but this will be interesting because we're gonna play them,
right?
And we're gonna kind of remind ourselves what happened in the game,
and maybe it leads into anytime goal scorers because on Friday night, of course, we both were feeling very confident in our prediction, so much so that after the second period, I said, this game's going to end 9-3, and it did. So I was a very, very much on the ball on Friday, and I cashed a big bet with having Samuelson score as my anytime goal scorer.
So you have made more money than I, but I have more wins than you. So that is maybe my conservative nature of going with the lower odds, but you go for the, you know, the home run and the grand slam.
So show me the money.
Show me the money.
Okay.
Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
Let's get into the blind ranking of the goals because it was 3-1 after one, 6-2 after two, and I don't know if I've ever sensed more excitement from you on a ninth Buffalo goal.
Yes.
Because I got the prediction right and you were so happy for me. But it was hard to keep track. Like, I always found as a fan, when you're sitting there in the seats, you walk out of the building so jacked up.
Yes.
After seeing nine goals, and then the next day your buddy asks you, like, well, what was the best moment? You're like, I don't know.
Like, if it's 1-0, it's easy. Oh, there was a save and there was a goal, and that's good. But, okay, so producer Sam is going to just run a goal right now, and for the radio audience, we'll tell you which one it is. So this seems to be like a power play. Oh, that was the Alex Tuck pass to Bo Byram on the power play. That was a really nice pass by Tuck, by the way.
That was nice. I'll put it like midway, number five.
We have to agree. So
we do?
Yeah, it's a combined blank ranking.
Okay.
So
well, I'm never going to argue with you. So
I think five is appropriate.
Okay.
Like in the first one here.
It was a beautiful play, and it was all part of a 4-point night for Alex as he had four assists. We've got the Byram goal smack in the middle. Perhaps this is also conservative.
So
nature.
That made it 3-0, though. That was kind of a big goal to go up 3-0, though. But okay, five is a good place to be.
Did not end up standing as the game winner.
No.
Stay tuned for that.
Because of Bryson.
You know, I was looking at it. Anyway, Sammy, you got to roll the goals because
okay,
there's no way I'm going
to
get ahead of you.
Let's go to the next goal. Which one is that? Okay, so, that's the Tage Thompson goal. That was later in the game. That made the score 7-3. That was the first goal in the third period for the Sabres. I'll tell you this, Duffer. I think this was like 7 for me. Because he missed a shot.
He didn't miss. You need to look at it better. He absolutely placed it between the legs. He did not miss the shot.
I still think he missed a shot.
Okay, I've got it at number four.
Well, five is taken. I went 7. So halfway would be 6.
Okay.
So we'll put it at 6.
You're going to be wrong. But we're going to be wrong.
Well, there's no wrong way. This is our opinion. And combined opinions even harder to do, especially between you and I.
Do you know one thing that has never been uttered in our history together on the air? Consensus.
Consensus. It has never been. No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go with the next one.
Oh, is this Sammy's?
This is...
Oh, that's the Samuelson goal.
This is the Samuelson goal.
Off of a Hawk's back. When doves cry.
Yes. That made it 5-1 in the second.
Sorry, Sammy, but that one is nine. Dead last.
That's nine. Okay, good. I'm glad we agree on number 9.
So
with
bad.
Sammy.
The storyline that comes from it is amazing. Like,
yes.
Samuelson scoring again, doing so in back-to-back games in 3 out of 4 games. But
He tells me he meant to hit off the back of the defenseman and around the goalie, I'd put him number one.
Enjoy your 21% shooting proficiency.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And speaking of, I mean, obviously the shooting percentage was really high for the Sabres this weekend. This is all part of a 9-goal blind ranking we're doing. Oh,
the first Josh Doan goal. That pass by Tage Thompson, the save, and the sticking with the rebound. So
because he didn't cash on the first opportunity, I have minimized this in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, great play, but it wasn't like bar down on the release from the pass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
it has to be top four because we have 5, 6, and 9 taken. It's not 7 or 8.
Okay, we'll put it 4th.
4th. Okay, I'm going to go with 4 as well. So, okay, that's good for me. Number 4 is Josh Doan. The first goal of the game is a big goal. It set the tone. Beer Sabres were lifted at that moment for the first time in the game.
That might, yeah, that should probably elevate it a little bit higher. I might have wanted to go 7th here. But anyway, we've got it at number 4. Now, this was such a balanced offensive attack. And this goal,
Jack Quinn.
This was Quinn, and he ended up having quite an impact in Sunday's game. I was looking at this as like a big springboard opportunity for Jack, but I'm going to go 7.
I think 7 is it's a nice goal. I mean, it made it 8-3. Mm-hmm. The shot was fantastic, but I think 7th is appropriate because Soderblom, the goalie for Chicago, didn't move. Mm-hmm. He just was like, can we be done? I want to get back to the bus by that point.
He did his impersonation of Jacob Markstrom last week against Tampa.
Yeah, Markstrom didn't move
flat-footed.
Much. Yes.
So, okay, on to the next.
Yes.
And it is.
Oh, that's the 9th goal. That is the Jacob Bryson. That was a nice goal.
Number one.
I can't go number one.
First in almost, 77 games, and it was done that way. I'm going number one.
Would you settle for number two with me on that one? Because there's one in my mind that I think we'd have to go number one that we haven't gotten to yet. But I can we go number two?
Sure.
Let's go number two with Bryson. Although it was the 9th goal, I love the confidence of him to get the puck right there in front of the goalie.
It nailed my prediction. 9 is my favorite number. Like, obviously, I'm going to try to launch that into a different stratosphere. But it sits at number 2. We've got 3 to go.
Okay. Let's see what
part of me
next.
Is now thinking, I hope we don't score 9 in games anymore.
The Jason Zucker goal. What a play by Jack Quinn, by the way. Like, the backhand pass, the turnover at the blue line, I think it was McLeod with the turnover, and then the Quinn to Zucker. So what do we got? We got 8, 1, and 3 left. Can it be 8?
No.
So it has to be 3.
Okay, if you seem bent on a different number 1.
Yeah, I think I've got something saved for number 1. Okay. Number 3 for this one.
Your memory is better than mine. We'll put Zucker in at number 3. I thought it was a triumphant return to the lineup worthy of
Very
being number
worthy.
1.
Okay. Well, you've already wanted 6 of those goals to be number 1, so that's
and,
good.
And what was my motto?
Any goal's
Offense.
A good goal. Any goal's a good goal.
Please score more than the other team.
Okay. The Josh Doan second goal, the transition play, the Dahlin to Doan in the neutral zone. Doan, while falling, lifts it over the glove under the bar. That's my number 1.
Really?
Yeah. I love the Dahlin play. Like, to just that. I mentioned it was like a little bump and run chip, right? He just got it over just in time for Doan to get in with speed, lean, falling, elevate. Like, that's a... I know it's from the other side, but it felt like a Sidney Crosby goal.
Yeah.
You know, Sidney would be a lefty coming down the other way, but it felt like a Crosby goal.
So it's number 1, and then where does that slot the last one?
What was the last one? Who scored in that game that we have one goal left? And it's going to be 8, but I don't remember what goal
it
is.
McLeod?
That is the, it is the McLeod in the slot. Oh, my gosh. That was a nice feed by Zucker, fighting off the defenseman, finding McLeod in the slot.
Part of a 3-point game for Zucker.
Well, only 8 is left. I think that should have been a top 5 goal when all said and done. But I totally forgot about that Zucker goal. That McLeod goal, that pass by Zucker.
It happens. What I don't want you to forget about is Carter Hutton, because he's coming up here on Sabres Live. And we will come right back with him as we roll along on this Tuesday edition of Sabres Live. Stay with us.
3, 2, 1.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Speed dating.
What local place would you take me on your second on our second date?
800 Maple.
Good choice. Good choice.
What do you think our couple name should be?
What's a couple name?
Benzy.
Benzy. Yeah, there we go. If you could only eat one dessert for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Probably just Eggos. I don't know.
Eggos?
Yeah, dude. Those things are good, man. What is your most used emoji?
Probably the thumbs up emoji.
Nice. Yeah.
If you could have a song play every time you entered a room, what song would it be?
That's sick, actually. Probably Emotionally Scarred by a Little Baby.
Imagine you can teleport to any place in the world for one day. Where would you go and why?
Antarctica. I don't know.
Why?
Because you can't go there.
Yeah, you can, dude.
If you could pick any character from a book or a movie to be your best friend, who would you pick and why?
I would pick the main character of Braveheart.
I don't know what that is, but...
Sick movie. Mel Gibson's the actor. I forget the character's name, though.
Okay.
But he's a sweet dude in the movie.
Is
so he? Cool, yeah.
That's sick, man.
Stare into each other's eyes for 10 seconds. They'll get uncomfortable.
Phone call or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Alright,
every
there
time.
There we go. What's your best pickup line? Use it on me right now.
I don't know if I have any pickup lines, dude. Do you have any?
So, baby, take me out to dinner.
You're an idiot, dude.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tis the season. We would love it for you to become a Holiday Angel and support local families in need this season. Presented by AMR. Holiday Angels lets you adopt a family by purchasing gifts or donating wrapping supplies. Every contribution makes a big difference, and you can learn more at sabres.com/holidayangels. Former Sabres netminder and now Daily Faceoff contributor Carter Hutton joins us here on Sabres Live. Carter, it's great to see you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I don't know. You ready for two goalies? You're outnumbered here, buddy. This is good.
I love
excited to be on, and thanks for having me.
Hey,
it's three goalies because Duffer is really a goalie, but he catches with the wrong hand, Carter.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Right-handed catching goalies, so that doesn't count.
I'm pretty much from the original six era, the way my body feels these days. Carter, there are so many intriguing goalie situations across the league. It dawned on me during the break as Marty and I were talking about Vancouver's struggles. Like, if a team, is there one organization, if they really needed a goalie right now, you would contemplate coming out of retirement for?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think anyone in that organization would want me coming out. But honestly, you know what? I haven't strapped the pads on since I finished. You know, it's just one of those things. You get away from it and you don't know if you could come back. The way these kids can shoot the puck now, and there's so much talent. When I first came in, you know, Marty, you could probably understand this. I remember it was like 10 to 12 chances a game that were high quality. Now it feels like it's 10 to 12 chances every 10 minutes. Everyone is so skilled and the game is so fast, travels east-west. I don't know. My groins and hips, I'd be smoked, Duffer.
On a few alumni games, and the last one I did about 6 months ago, I drove back home, and 45 minutes later, I couldn't get out of the car. I stepped out, and I crumbled to the ground. So that's what you mentioned, teams like Vancouver. Well, Kevin Lankinen is going to not travel for personal reasons. They don't have Thatcher Demko. There's a few three-goalie situations around the league. Buffalo's one. Carolina's another.
Seattle.
You got the Oilers that seem to always be looking for a goalie. So
yeah, Nashville, where Carter played, is a bit of a disastrous situation right now. Like, there's a lot going on.
So where do you think the first domino falls when you think of a team that has to acquire a goalie and will make a move at some point?
You know what? I think the first domino that starts to go is when I look at the Vancouver Canucks right now and just where they're at, because they're kind of in this like middle line where you have some good players, but you don't have any depth. You have Demko, where he hasn't been healthy, now Lankinen. So it feels like they have a few assets that they can move off of. You talk about Kiefer Sherwood, Tyler Myers, some key guys that I'm sure teams would love to add. You think about adding Kiefer Sherwood, how he can score and defend and be a great bottom six player for, you know, an organization maybe trying to make the playoffs. I think about Detroit adding Tyler Myers or a player like that. And as for goaltending, it's tough, right? It's such a volatile position now. And you think of a team like Buffalo, obviously their time there didn't go as planned, but that being said, you know, the depth that they have, they kind of need to win now too. So I don't really think you want to move a guy quickly, because some of these other teams, Vancouver has a little bit longer of a leash, in my opinion, where, you know, they were just good. Now you got to try to start winning again. And as for the Edmonton Oilers, I don't know what to think anymore. Stuart Skinner, you know, he goes from being the best goalie in the world for 10 games and then the worst goalie for 10. So I could see them moving off of Calvin Picard pretty soon, right? He is a guy in today's day and age. I love him. He's a gamer. But he's like Marty Duffer, you guys know it. He's clunky, right? He doesn't really look the part compared to the normal goalies. He's a puck stopper. And the way that Edmonton at times can just not defend, they give up so many high quality chances when he is in net compared to how they did last year protecting him. So that could be a team where I think there's a lot of pressure on them when you think of the Connor McDavid window to win here.
Yeah, it's a great point, and especially with the Oilers and Skinner, because he turned in a really strong, just a super physical team effort by Edmonton and beating Florida on Saturday. It was one of the highlight games of the weekend for me, just the intensity with which it was played. But you're right, like, you have those moments, and Edmonton realizes, like, we have to keep going. We have to get this stability here. And then, you know, Marty mentioned the three goalie systems around the league right now. I couldn't, it's his birthday today, maybe that's part of why I thought about it, but Philip Grubauer's 34. He's actually posted amazing numbers in his five games this year, and he's got 1 year left on his deal after this season. And we've been saying he's unmovable, but like, what if this continues for another month, Carter, where Grubauer's numbers are good and he has the resume? Like, do you think somebody will nibble at that?
Yeah, I think there's a potential, right? When you think of a team, you know, say Buffalo starts racking some wins together, and maybe he becomes a piece that gives you a little more stability. Or, you know, like you think about some of the teams across the league, even Edmonton, if they could just ditch that money and maybe save some cap. My worry in Seattle is they're still winning. Joey Decord's playing very well. It's going to be the health of Matt Murray, right? Matt Murray becomes that X factor because it seems like he can't stay healthy. And I'm biased. He's a Thunder Bay boy. He's been very good this year for them. He doesn't have the results per se, but he stops mm-hmm. the puck. So Grubauer is one of those guys for me. I played a lot against Grubauer. We played against, I was playing for the Toledo Walleye, and he was in the East Coast for the Stingrays. I've always loved his game. He's a smaller guy. He competes. He just makes way too much money. And you're not going to knock a guy like I would have took as much as I could get to if I'm Philip Grubauer. Now they hold that against him, but he still has a lot of game left. If he's in a better situation, maybe he's a piece that moves out. But I think that all depends on Matt Murray's health.
What do you think about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and where he's at now? Like, the Sabres are carrying three. One of those guys came from St. Louis on waivers, and Colton Ellis, you came over from St. Louis as well. So it's kind of interesting how things, you know, kind of work their way. Alex Lyon's an experienced, more of an established guy that has been in many different organizations, who's had a good start. But Luukkonen now is 1-2. You played with him a little bit your last year in Buffalo. You know, where do you think Luukkonen is at right now when you think of his progression, his contract, and where he needs to deliver?
Yeah, you're kind of at that make or break point for me too, right? When you're 26 yeah. years old. Now, I, you know what, Marty, I think about my career and I really kind of cut my teeth and came in full time at 26. And then I went on to play 230 plus games and had, like, you know, a good amount of success within those 10 years in the NHL. But that being said, you know, we're in an era now of hockey where we want kids to be good right away because we see other kids do it. We see other goalies or players come in and have immediate success. So at times I think there is that rush that we forget that he's only 26 years old, and he's kind of at a point now in his career, where if he can stay healthy, continue to play well, there's still a lot of upside. So you don't want to just move off a guy, right? Because all of a sudden you move him out. And we've seen that before with how many Sabres that move out of town and then they have success. And goalies are hard to come by if you're not growing them at home, right? They don't just go to free agency and get picked up. So for him, I think just giving him a little bit more of a leash and letting him play. And then he's insulated a bit. I think Alex Lyon's done a really good job from what I've seen. You guys obviously get to watch it a little more firsthand, but everywhere Alex Lyon goes, he's a great goalie, right? He can play, he can help you be in situations. So maybe insulating UPL a little bit as he comes back from injury would be a good factor, because at the end of the day, if they're really going to get over this hump, UPL needs to turn into the number one guy that he's supposed to be.
Well, they do have the three-goalie carousel, and Lyon plays 6 minutes against Colorado. That's 6 games ago, and, you know, that's the last time we've seen them. When you were here your last year with Buffalo, you had a six-goalie carousel because you guys used six goalies that year. So what's worse, the three-goalie carousel or the six-goalie carousel? This or that?
I think the this or that's an easy one. I think the six goalies worse, right? And, you know, as I started to get older, you know, you had a few injuries and things went that way. And honestly, I remember the one COVID year we had, JJ was there with us. Jonas Johansson, who's gone on to have a great career. He's been doing unbelievable in Tampa Bay. And it was nice sometimes to have a third guy, you know, and I think maturity wise sets in where as long as you don't have anyone who's really undermining to the group, it's so important. Like if you all start to understand that you're really only competing with yourself when you talk about goaltending, because if the other guy starts playing bad and you're not taking care of your business, it doesn't matter anyway, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be every team is watching you. You're trying to grow your own individual stock. But if you can win as a team, it's going to help everybody, you know? So it's been a unique situation, I think, in the NHL now where you see so much depth and injuries. But, you know, like you guys have seen, obviously, in Buffalo, there's you can never have too many good goalies.
To me, the most fascinating goalie, most fascinating organization for goalies is part of it, Carter. You came in and they've just been able to produce quality goaltenders time after time after time. UC Saros is probably the biggest talking point among all goalies right now. He's in year one of his 8-year deal, and it's going very poorly for him in Nashville again. What happens here?
Yeah, that's a very interesting one now too, because my take on that is if you are to move off him now, like how bad does that look moving Askarov, right? Like this was a factor where maybe if this wouldn't have happened and you could have kept him, and like you gave away Askarov to the San Jose Sharks, who is playing unbelievable to boot, right? He is a guy that if you look at the strong goalies under 25 years old in the NHL, there's Askarov, there's Spencer Knight, there's Sheila, and then Jesper Wallstedt has kind of staked his claim now in Minnesota. So that's the biggest problem there, I think. And I think for years, you look at, you know, there was Thomas Vokoun, and then there was Chris Mason had a really good run there. Pekka Rene, obviously, who I had a chance to play with, and now UC Saros. I remember at one point someone dropped a stat. I'm like still way up there in like wins all time. And I barely even played because majority of the times I just kept opening the door for Pekka Rinne, making sure he had a nice warm glass of coffee in between periods. So, you know, it just goes to show you how good that team has been for years. And UC Saros is going to be an interesting piece, but they got to figure out how to put the puck in the net. And obviously didn't fare, you know, Barry Trotz called out his team last night and they gave up 8. So it didn't go as planned.
Yeah, not good. We have less than a minute here to the show, Carter. Trey White is back in Buffalo with the Bills. Do you think you want to make another appearance as Carter Sutton on the Trey White Goalie Academy? We could use you, man.
Yeah, that's Louisiana's best hockey school, right, Marty? That was a good little thing that they got for us for the Trey White Goalie Academy. I think I still have that hoodie. I have a cabin outside the city, and I wear my Trey White Goalie Academy hoodie with pride.
I love it.
Well, if you come back on this show, that's a big if after how we, you know, did this. No, I'm just kidding. You need to wear that. You need to find that for us, Carter.
We need to have
that's Trey a staple. I would love to come back.
Try to get him on Zoom. That's awesome.
That would be good.
Amazing. So you'll spend holidays up there, I presume.
Yeah, this is just Thursday for me. I'm in Canada now, so we already had our Thanksgiving. Yeah, we got exactly. 15 to 20 centimeters coming, and but I appreciate you guys having me on a lot.
Amazing. There he is, Carter Hutton, Sabres alum, NHL alum, and, of course, contributor to Daily Faceoff. It's been a great show today. Carter, thank you so much. For Marty, I'm Brian. Looking forward to a game day tomorrow as Buffalo gets set to travel to Pittsburgh. We'll see you later.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.